Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Tennessee crew is carving out their own little piece of history. We're joined by Admiral Schofield, their guard, the number one team of the country, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Admiral, how you doing today, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing today, Mr. Tierney?
Yep. Well, Mister, do I like you or do I not? I like you because you're obviously respectful, but man, you're making it. Come on. You make me feel too old like that. Brandon and Tiki is fine. We appreciate it. I tell you, campus has to be rocking. You guys got to be having a blast so far this season.
Yes, sir. It's a different type of energy. You know, I've been here for 4 years, and you know, the excitement around our program is something that we dreamed of when Coach Barnes first got here. I've been on board since, you know, Coach has been here, been with him all 4 years. So just to see where we started, you know, going from 16 to 16 teams to 15 to 17 teams, losing in the first round of the conference tournament, just hoping to get in the NCAA tournament, and, you know, the next year winning the league, making all the way to the SEC championship game in the tournament, and then making it to the NCAA tournament back to the second round. It's just been a blessing. And I think the biggest thing is just, people don't see how hard we work, and you know that's where it's coming from. You know, we put in a lot of work, and you know, we continue to work and get better. But you know, it's been fun just seeing our growth as a program, but you know, just our fan base as well. You know, rallying around us.
Yeah, you know, you talk about those four seasons. You were 15 and 19, then 16 and 16, as you mentioned last year. You guys were number one in the SEC in the regular season with 26 and 9 conference. Now you're number one in the country. The difference is obviously you guys have you've gotten older and you've matured. I know you see it around the country. You see it certainly with the team that's right on your heels, the number two Duke, who has a bunch of freshmen who are likely to be one and done. But from your perspective, how important is it that you've been together with some of these guys for a while now, and you're older. You're a man. You know what I mean? It's not like you're a boy.
I'm 40. I'm a man.
But, we're 40. He's still 20-something. But you know what I mean? You're a man now playing against some of these younger kids in the SEC.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, growing up watching a lot of different college basketball, you know, seeing Kimba Walker, you know, do 3 years at UConn, seeing different players, you know, pay their dues at their universities and their programs that they chose and that highly recruited them. I mean, it's just, for me, I think you get the full experience. You know, you get the full experience as far as a team standpoint, the sport, but also you get the full experience off the court. You know, you get the full experience as far as, you know, furthering your education, networking with alumni so that when you're, you know, done with school that you have something to fall back on and be able to build a career with. And it's not just that either. You know, having your family come down for every game, and not just basketball games, football games, and really become a part of something that's special here on Rocky Top, but not just here in the program, but, you know, at other programs as well. But at the same time, a lot of other programs that, unlike us, you know, we haven't had winning in our conversation, you know, here for basketball. So, you know, the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the Kansases, you know, the Michigan States, those guys, they had to start somewhere, but they've always had a tradition of winning, always had a tradition of championships. And that's our main goal. And that's why, you know, people say it doesn't seem like we're satisfied because, how could you be more desperate than us and you're Kentucky? How could you be more desperate than us and you're Kansas when you've, you know, won multiple national championships, you've, you know, won the conference consecutive years, you know, won the conference tournament consecutive years, going into the Elite Eight. The Elite Eight's normal for you. You know, how could you be more desperate than us?
Yeah.
You know, and it just comes from us building, like you said, me being a 4-year player. But at the same time, you know, if we get one and done talent, we get one and done talent. But, you know, here is special. And I would just say for anyone who isn't, you know, highly touted like I wasn't, or, you know, highly recruited, you know, work, you know, let it grow. You know, everything doesn't just come in one summer. Everything doesn't just come in one season. So, you know, you got to develop, you got to trust the process more than anything, but the work ethic and instilling those things in you is more important than just basketball. And also the life piece, you know, going through college, understanding what it's like to pay a bill, you know, understanding what it's like to starve and eat ramen. Having to find a way to eat, you know.
Hey, anybody got any peanut butter and jelly and bread?
Exactly. You know, learning how to manage your money. Cause, you know, one and done, you're still an 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid, maybe 20 at the oldest. I mean, really, have you managed your money, you know, coming into college? Have you really managed, you know, different things? You know, when you're in college, you get a little stipend. Most times guys will go buy like a shirt or a couple pair of shoes or something, you know, when they get it. So what are you going to do when you're getting millions? Or what are you going to do when you're getting a couple thousand, you know? So just little lessons, man. Those 4 years is very important, but it's not the, you know, I would say to drown out the one and done guys. I mean, follow your dream. It's your opportunity. But, I mean, 4 years for me has been amazing, especially in my development on the court.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and we're talking to Admiral Schofield. If I am anybody connected to the University of Tennessee, if I work at the school, if I'm an alum, if I'm a fan, and I'm hearing this interview, well, you already know this. If you're one of those people, I don't know that you could have a better extension of the school than that minute and a half answer that we just heard from Admiral Schofield. That was absolutely outstanding, and we could tell you're a terrific young man. It's so obvious. That's good stuff, man.
You're right up my vein.
Yeah,
athlete and a scholar. You know, Admiral, you talked about your growth. What changed for you? Like, where did you grow to become into the player that you've become? Where you're one of the top players in the country right now, and the top team in the country? What was that evolution like for you?
Well, mostly, you know, one and done guys. They come in, and because of their one and done program, it's no leadership in the program as far as, you know, senior leadership. You know, older guys with experience. So they kind of really just have to bank on their talent and really listen to coaching. And really just hone in and lock in on scouting reports and different things like that. So I was in that similar situation. Coach Barnes coming in, you know, he was a new coach. A lot of guys transferring out. He got a couple signees, but I had seniors and juniors ahead of me. But, you know, the culture that was here before me wasn't the same culture that we have now. Guys weren't really trying to help. You know, guys are really just trying to get their own, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, most of the guys have been through one or two coaches before me, so which is understandable. So I kind of – got thrown in the fire. I mean, my freshman year, I started like 22 or 23 games at the five. I was only 6'4".
Yeah, that's not going to win you a lot of games.
Yeah, I'm out here jumping ball with 7-foot guys trying to win six. So, you know, coming in, I mean, I was recruited as a two guard, three guard coming out of high school. I played point guard, played 1-4 in high school. And so basically, you know, just coming in and just understanding, you know, that I had to learn this on my own. It was very tough. And it was a hard process. So my first 2 years was really just learning and really just learning my coach, learning what he wanted, learning the system and understanding what we're trying to get done out there, how I can be successful within what we're doing. And understanding who I am. You know, coming out of high school, I mean, I was scoring 30, you know, getting 30 and 15, easy.
Yeah.
You know, I was the man. I was the first option. And then coming into college, I got a coach telling me, you're the fifth option, son. Move the ball, you know. It's just different. It's just a lot different.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Those first 2 years is just about building your confidence, you know, coming in, understanding what you need to get done. And then around my junior year, I would just say I've always been a hard worker, but my work ethic just went to a whole different level that junior summer. Going into my junior year, I mean, I really just took it to a whole nother level. Start working out 4 or 5 times a day, you know, being really efficient, getting a lot of reps up. My mindset just changed. It didn't become, you know, can I do it? It's who's going to stop me? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like my mindset just really changed, you know, with the work. It just, you know, really took my confidence level to a different height. And, you know, from there, I just never looked back. You know, I just stay confident in myself. But more importantly, I just got, you know, deep within my faith. I just ask God to really work on my heart, work on my mind, and, you know, stop worrying about things I can't control. And, you know, once I started doing that, I became more confident in myself, more self-aware of who I am, and everything just started to fall in place for me.
That's phenomenal. Now, you mentioned your numbers from high school, 30 and 15-ish. You're from Illinois, right?
Yes, sir.
But where exactly? How far from Chicago?
So I'm about 45 minutes outside of Chicago.
Okay, so you grew up in Big Ten country. I mean, did Illinois make a move?
Yeah.
Did DePaul make a move? Did Illinois make a move? I know the DePaul's in the Big East, but how did you leave the state of Illinois?
My brother actually went to the University of Wisconsin. He played football at the University of Wisconsin. He was drafted out of there by the Arizona Cardinals, and you know, they had some interest in me, but I kind of wanted my own path. You know, Big Ten basketball is just a little different. Hard to describe, but
a little slower.
I wanted a different style.
Yeah, a little slower.
It's a lot more half court offense.
Yeah,
I wanted a different style. You know, something to really push me athletically. And you know, for me, I really think the SEC has some of the best athletes all around.
Yeah.
Honestly, just you really think about just championships within each different sport. You know, from gymnastics to softball. I mean, SEC teams are always competing in national championships. Always competing in. You know, on the big stage and big games, because it just speaks to the volume of athletes that we have in our conference. And I really looked at that coming in. So, I mean, you know, I had some Big Ten interest, but another thing is I was tired of that cold, man. I was tired of the cold up there. It's really cold in Chicago.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. Out from New York, and we've been here for a long time. It's chilly here as well. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, understood. Oh, yeah. Understood.
Hey, Admiral, you guys have Kentucky tomorrow.
Yes,
I mean, this is
game day. Game day's got to be coming out there, right?
Oh, I think so. Hopefully,
yeah.
If they're not,
they better.
I
number
think
one
so.
And number five team in the country. That's definitely one to be at. But Kentucky has. You talked about it earlier in this interview, Admiral. They have history, man. They have, you know, this iconic perception about them. It's a challenge for you guys, obviously. How are you guys handling? You know, these challenges that are going to come, this one is the most immediate one against Kentucky, but you'll have it in the SEC championship. You ultimately have it once you get to the dance. I mean, these are new and unique challenges for you guys. How are you guys handling the pressure that comes with being the number one team in the country?
I mean, honestly, we know it could go either one way. Either you can win or you can lose. And, you know, with experience, like you said, and with older guys, you know, you expect to win when you've been through so many different, you know, situations, scenarios, and games, and playing on different stages and different hostile environments. And, you know, luckily we have Kentucky in our conference, and I've been playing for 4 years. The other guys are playing for 3 years. But, you know, the biggest thing for us, man, we don't worry about what's ahead of us. We just worry about what's in front of us, you know, and like today. You know, we're not worried about tomorrow. We're not even really focused on the game itself. We just focus on what we got to do to win. And that's just the preparation. And, I mean, we can't play the game today, but you can win the game today by being prepared for it. So, for us, it's just, you know, just taking it one step at a time. I mean, it's Friday. It's my Saturday. So, we just worried about, you know, taking care of our bodies. We're about to get on the bus in a little bit.
Okay. I
like it. Have a good time on the bus, get to the hotel, spend some time with each other. And then, you know, we watch film, eat food, get our rest. Wake up, shoot around tomorrow. You know, it's a process to it all.
Yeah.
It's just doing everything you can to just focus on what's in front of you instead of what's ahead.
I love it.
Don't lose any of that per diem money playing Tunk or something.
I keep mine. Don't worry about that.
Hey, by the way,
we just got invested already.
We just looked up your brother, O'Brien Schofield, playing for the Cardinals and the Seahawks. He won a Super Bowl there, and then with the Falcons. Hey, that's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. You guys got it.
Me and my brother actually grew up watching Rondé and Tiki play.
All right. See?
Yeah, we grew up watching y'all play, man.
I appreciate that.
It's an honor talking to you.
I appreciate it. Y'all, you're about that right age that, you know, when I was in my prime, my brother was still in his prime. So,
meaning his formative years.
Yeah, when he was, I don't know, you were probably 12 or 11 or so when I was playing. So that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I actually remember I was in school. This is when I first learned about you. I was in school and I can't remember what class it was or if it was like free time or something, but they had this book about you and your brother. It's like this children's book.
Yeah, no, me and Rondé. Yeah, we wrote a bunch of them. Yeah, we wrote 12 children's books ultimately. So you probably read one of our books. That's cool, man.
You got to send him one. Yeah, send him one to Tennessee. He'll sign it for you. He'll say, Admiral, I'll make sure he sends you one signed. He'll get it to the athletic department.
Yeah, that's cool.
That would be great.
That'd be cool.
Now you got to send me some gear, though, in return. I'm his agent. I take care of the gear, the swag deal. You send me some Tennessee gear, extra large. We'll get you that book, all right?
Yes, sir.
I know you won't do this, Admiral, but when you face my alma mater, UVA, take it easy.
Light them up. Light them up, Admiral. Light them up. Just crack that defense, will you?
Good luck tomorrow,
UVA,
Admiral.
Hey, UVA is really good, man.
Yeah.
We respect them so much because, you know, they don't beat themselves.
Yep.
Very talented team, and, you know, they really lock in on the defense end. So, I mean, they're a great team as well, and it's a lot of great teams out there. And, you know, we just got, like I said, continue to worry about what we do and continue doing what we do at a high level.
Well, I got to tell you, we're rooting for you.
Yeah.
Getting to know you a little bit. It's been a pleasure, Admiral. Good luck
Thank
tomorrow.
You.
Have fun on the trip down to Kentucky and keep rolling.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Admiral Schofield. Beyond impressive.
Very.
Beyond impressive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.